النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the Imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdha' al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaikati wa mahdi qalba.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he was the 10th divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure branch from the tree of Nubuwa, the tree of prophethood, and he was a brilliantly shining bow from the tree of Imama. It was by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his fathers that the Almighty Allah has consolidated Islam and exalted monotheism.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly speaking about the dialogues and the conversations of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, there's a very interesting and beautiful conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his father, the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. So Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam wanted to go to Iraq for some reason. And so he seated Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, who was approximately about 6 years old at that time, in his lap and said to him, "What would you like as a present from the masterpieces of Iraq?" Now, it's very interesting. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he's still a very young child. And so a very interesting conversation and a very normal, average conversation between a father and a son. So we see that whenever a parent goes on some kind of a trip, they do kind of ask their children what kind of a gift they would like. And so in response to this question by Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, where Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, who was 6 years old, what would you like as a present from the masterpieces of Iraq? Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam smiles and says, "A sword like a flame." Very interesting response. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam then turns to his other son Musa and says to him, "And you, what would you like?" And so Musa said, "Some mats." And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he did not hide his admiration to the response of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And he said to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, "Abul Hasan is just like me." And Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was delighted because of this great courage and valor that were shown by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, the same kind of courage and valor which was seen in the fathers of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam and the forefathers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And so very interesting here how courage and valor is something which is so fundamental among the qualities and the attributes of the divinely appointed Imams. Unfortunately, some of us, due to lack of knowledge, or perhaps because we don't read enough books or we don't read the right books, we have this strange view that the immaculate and infallible imams, alayhimus salam, they were either weak or feeble, or they didn't have these qualities of strength and valor, when in reality we find that no, they were at the peak of bravery, they were at the peak of courage, and of course, because they were the most perfect role models in their era, during their imamah for all of humanity, they had to have these exemplary qualities, not just when it comes to knowledge and wisdom, but also courage and valor and bravery. And so we too must try to inculcate in ourselves these qualities of courage and valor, especially when it comes to defending our religious values, defending our religious principles, and that can only come about with knowledge and strength and courage. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Imam Ali al-Hadi al-Naqi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is one of the imams whom we consider to be the shafa'a. They are the ones who have been given the right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intercede on our behalf. Keeping a story in mind, a very interesting one, where there was a person in Iraq by the name of Yusuf bin Yaqub from the area of Mosul during the days of Mutawakkil. And of course, being a Christian minority, they used to interact with the Muslims on different levels, including business levels. And this is a narration by a family friend of Yusuf bin Yaqub, who says one day this Yusuf bin Yaqub came to our home in Baghdad, and he became the guest of my father. They were good friends on family level. And he says, my father asked him, what brings you to Baghdad? And he says, I have been summoned by Mutawakkil to go and see him. And Mutawakkil was a very tyrant ruler. Nobody wanted to go and see him. You know, so if you are summoned by Mutawakkil, then you really are concerned that there is some serious problems. He says, you know, I had no choice but to accept the invitation from Mutawakkil. But what I did was that I, inni ishtaraytu nafsi min Allah bi mi'ati dinar. I insured my life with Allah for 100 dinars. That Allah, I'm going to see a zalim, a tyrant. I don't know what will happen to me, so I would like to insure my life with you with 100 dinar. But who will get the premium? He's a Christian, remember. Where he says, إِنِّي اشْتَرَيْتُ نَفْسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمِئَةِ دِينَارِ وَقَدْ حَمَلْتُهُ لِعَلِي بِنْ مُحَمَّدْ بِنْ رِزَى مَعِي. And I have carried that money with me with the intention of giving it to Ali bin Muhammad bin Rizal alayhi salatu wasalam. So he's insuring his own life, insuring that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he knows where to go and pay the premium. They are the shafa'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.